the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Tuesday night edition of the Midnight Rider. It's August the 7th, 2007. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard. As you can tell, the voice is still playing funny games with me. And I've got everything possible to deaden my throat. And it's very dead right now. And I found some dandy over-the-counter cough medicine and stuff with 10% alcohol. So we'll see if... matter of fact, it's about time for another load of that. We must medicate on schedule. Actually, I'm trying to stay away from it. Got a good show for you tonight. Luke Radowski's going to join us for a few minutes, hopefully here after the break, at 5 after, to talk more about 9/11/07 in New York City. If you guys are thinking about going, they need you to get your reservation in. Okay, so he's not he's on the subway. And if he surfaces, we can talk to him. But if he's below ground, we can't. So we'll try again at the bottom of the hour. And so if we can't get him, then we'll try him for another night. I'm going to try to get him on at least like once a week so we can kind of get an update on where that all stands. That's a big deal coming up in September in New York City. So hopefully that... that all goes well. Everybody who's going to go lets them know early. And I know there's a lot of people who are wanting to go, trying to get finances and everything together to kind of caravan out there. And, you know, it's just a tough time. I mean, you get gas prices a dead gum high. And New York City, you can drive it anyway, you know. And so you got to fly in and go through the TSA pat-down. Give me your shampoo, please. I need your shampoo. You might be able to make a bomb. Well, not really, but well, we want to make sure that you feel safe. Matter of fact, there's a guy here in Oklahoma City. My wife was telling me about. Works with one of the airlines as one of the little sky caps. And what he's been doing while they were collecting lighters, he was getting them from the TSA in the bags, and he was taking them to the flea market and selling them. And so I would imagine the same ththings being done with the shampoo. And then all the other stuff, nail clippers and all that other junk. You know, it's just incredible. You can have a lighter back on the plane now. Guess they've determined that it's not that much of a hazard. I've got a lighter and I know how to use it, pal. You better move back. Go ahead. Make my day, punk. You know, the sad thing is people just buy into that. Oh, I'm scared. I can make a shampoo bomb. Oh, my gosh, and a sports drink and mix it up in the laboratory. I'm terrified. And that was one of the big terror plots that Bush touted as a reason to give him all this FISA surveillance authority. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, there you go. And that was a stamp out on terror, wasn't it? Absolutely drives me crazy. Also, we've got to, I guess the Democrats had a big debate tonight. I tell you, the only candidate, you know, some people like Dennis Kucinich and some like Mike Gravel on the Democratic side, but after listening to these people, the only guy who's worthwhile, folks, is Ron Paul. And people from both the left and the right are starting to see that. His odds, by the way, in Vegas, if you're a betting person, 8-1. It's down from 15-1, folks. It's getting better. Won't be too long, and Ron Paul will be even money, folks. You won't make any money betting on him, but darn sure might make it look good as him president of the United States. Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
They'll start ringing my 800 number instead. 800-313-9443 is the number to get us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I actually do two shows a day. I do an afternoon program on the TruthNet Radio Network that runs from 4 to 6 p.m. up against John Stadler, but I would prefer you probably listen to him. You'll get more information. We have a good time on the show, and we talk about a lot of stuff. But occasionally you get ingrained in your mind a thought, like a phone number, or a name, or something like that. And I had swore that I was not going to do that, but oops, I did. Sorry. The website for the program is midnightridershow.com. That's midnightridershow.com. You can email us from there, and we are getting some really nice emails from folks, and I've got one here tonight we'll go through here in just a bit. There's also a live chat link that will bring you to a chat room with lots of interesting people there who are like-minded individuals, and talking on a number of subjects, including what we talk about on the program and other divergent issues as they come along. And that just click the link there, and it'll bring you also the guest list is there. Also, a feed of our archives is there as well. Please, you can get those at republicbroadcasting.org. And so you pick those up and download them and give them to your friends and let them hear the show. That's kind of one of the most important things to do. One of the things you can do that's very important is get information out to people and let them know about the alternative media. I think that's huge. Something we must do. Let them know that this media is out here, that the information can be gotten. And kind of thing, tune into it and listen to it and get educated, make good informed decisions. All right, here's the question kind of for the night that I want you to ponder. Ron Paul has been getting lots of heat for his association with Alex Jones from Fox News. They were kind of all over him the other day, but I didn't see it in a nice way. About his association with Fox News, with Alex Jones. And I think, and Ron Paul, I think, you know, did a pretty good job of handling it. They asked him directly what he, you know, if he thought 9/11 was an inside job, and he said no, he didn't believe it was an inside job. Now, I know a lot of people think that's a bad thing, that Ron Paul ought to be shouting from the rooftops 9/11 was an inside job. Here's my question for you tonight, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this, at 800-313-9443. Is the fact that Ron Paul says that 9/11 was not an inside job, meaning the government made it happen, is that a deal breaker for you as far as voting for him? Or are there more important issues at hand, like restoring the Constitution and getting government back the way it's supposed to be? I want to hear your thoughts on that at 800-313-9443 and kind of throw that out there and see what you folks think. So ponder that a minute and give me a call. Tomorrow night on the show, Craig Ranke and Aldo Marquise of the Citizens Investigation Team are going to be on the program. They made a movie called The Pentagon where they get eyewitnesses to what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11 and interview them. And, you know, the Pentagon is one of those crazy, crazy stories that for every question you answer, 10 more arise. You think you've got one question linked and boom, 10 more come up. And so they're going to come on the program tomorrow night to talk about their movie. Thursday night is still open. I'm trying to get a lady on the program. I've not heard back from her yet, and I've held that night open for her. It's a website called cordclamp.com. And she actually sent me an email. And I got to tell you, that's the power of knowing. That's the power that RBN has, is I've got people contacting me to be a guest now. That's not ever happened in the last year until I came to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting two or three emails a day from people. Hey, I would like to be a guest on your show. What about this information? Have you seen this? So I'm trying to get her on the program. And hopefully we can get her on for Thursday night. Friday night, we're going to take a night off and go hit a cabin. Actually, not hit it because that would probably hurt. Go stay in a cabin down by a lake for a couple, 3 days. One way or another, we're going. Even if I'm not well, I'm going to go sit in that hot tub, and I guarantee you I will get well. But, man, I've been packing on the inner food. I mean, boom. Loads of inner food today. I'm just trying to get my system really built back up and going, but the voice is going and kind of starting to fade a little bit here. But, you know, it's just important that we be here. And I'm really not thrilled about taking the Friday night off, but the wife says, we're going. Okay. And so if Mama ain't happy, nobody happy. So we've got to keep Mama happy. And so we're going to go and hang out in a nice little cabin down in the Arbuckle Mountains for a few days, which is going to be really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. On the 9th, for those of you in the Dallas area, you may want to check this out. The Lakewood Theater, there in Dallas, beautiful theater. Alex Jones had his terror storm there last year. There's going to be a movie premiere there, and the guy who made the movie is a guy named Josh Reeves, and he's with the North Texans with 9/11 Truth. He's got a movie premiering there, and I've been trying to get him on the show and for tonight as well. Talk to him about the movie, but the contact with this guy has like disappeared. But his movie is going to be premiering along with William Rodriguez on the 9th at I guess 7 or 8 o'clock there at the Lakewood Theater. You might go over there and check it out. This is a good kid. Now these kids are really getting after it too. And Willie's going to be there. And there was Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis on their program earlier tonight. Had an interview with a guy. I guess they're going to post a video of it tomorrow. Was a firefighter. And the guy was talking about they'd been blown around, and a maintenance worker just happened to show up and guide him out. And lo and behold, it was William Rodriguez who saved their life, and which was kind of cool. And I'm actually working to get Willie on the program. He and I've been playing email tag now for a couple of months because he's everywhere. I mean, he's just going all the time. So we're going to try to get him on Monday night of next week. Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, is going to be on. I wanted to have this guy on for a long time, and so we're going to get him on. And I'm going to do my dead level best, folks, to make this the best possible program it could possibly be, and bring you good guests, good information. I've had a couple of emails from some folks that was, you know, wanting to talk about alternative energies, alternative living as far as homes and stuff are concerned. Got a good interview, a nice email from John in New York, who called us last night and gave me a list of links to check out. And so we're going to be doing that, and adding a little bit to that. One of the people that I'm really fascinated by is the work of Nikola Tesla. Very fascinated by this guy. And if you're not read any information on this guy, you really need to. This guy was way ahead of his time, and the good old banker J.P. Morgan basically kind of stifled anything else he could do once he came to Morgan and said, how about electricity for everybody for free? And Morgan's like, I'm sorry, there ain't no money in that. We ain't giving you cash. Get out of here. And after that, Tesla was pretty much persona non grata and didn't get any money to do much more research after that, and died considered an eccentric. Naval intelligence, it's rumored, got most of his notes, his papers, when he died in 1943. This guy was way, way, way ahead of his time. I mean, this guy was playing with remote-controlled boats that he had made in the 1880s. He wasn't originally credited with the invention of radio, but eventually he got that credit in a lawsuit against Marconi, because Marconi worked for him, oddly enough, and Tesla worked for Edison, who stiffed him out of $50,000. And had it not been for Tesla, all of Edison's DC generators would have not gotten back up, and Edison would have been out of business. So it's interesting, how cutthroat these individuals are, and you get a taste of what these New World Order types are like just from reading the history of these guys like J.P. Morgan, who in the end, pretty much died penniless. All his money was Rothschild money anyway. And I know his family thought that, he was some big baron. Loaded up in the dough, but in the end he was no more than a lackey and an employee. He wielded a lot of power, but in the end he was still just an employee. Turn out the lights when you're done, JP. And now he's done. Another Rothschild, by the way, bit the dust. That was good news. 90 years old, so two this year. Matter of fact, one of them died the night I came out. I can't remember the name of it, but of that individual. So two down, many more to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The number to join the program. If you want to get in here tonight on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, I did medicate, and I feel much better. Thank you. Raring to get after it. You know, because physically, other than the throat thing, and the fact that I can't keep a whole lot down, I feel pretty good. And I think that's the inner food. Because I got to tell you, I haven't... I've had it in drink after drink after drink. And today, I mean, like, I'm about to OD on the inner food, I think. I don't think you can do that, but I mean, You get the idea, because, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get this immune system built back up. I had I'd gone into the hospital back around April, and I'd had an infection that had just gone rampant throughout my body, and I evidently had had this thing for a long, long time, and I really didn't know it. And then it broke out of my leg, and I kind of treated it with tea tree oil, and it kept it at bay. Because I hate doctors. I hate going to the hospital whatsoever. So one night, I wake up, and I'm crying, and I'm screaming, I'm bawling like a baby. I've never had anything hurt this bad in my life. The back of my left calf, it feels like somebody has taken a knife and just going from the top all the way down to my ankles. And then I had a high fever and everything. So I finally go to the hospital after my wife says, "You're going to the hospital." I said, "Okay, fine." So I finally get in there and they said, "Are you staying?" And I'm going, "Thanks, I appreciate that." So 4 days there, their healthy heart diet, you're ready to get the heck out of Dodge. I mean, you don't care what you have to do. You'll say anything. You'll go anywhere. You'll climb any mountain. What test do you want me to take? You got it. I'm on it. Let's go. Get me out of here. But evidently I had this infection that had lasted probably years, and it started low grade, and I had remembered going to the doctor back in like 97, and they said I had an elevated white count. And a lot of times at night I'd always kind of have a little bit of a fever. And evidently this infection had just been laying around for years, and my blood was really, really septic. They were saying another day or two and us toast. So I have been trying to take care of myself since then. I've not been as successful with the weight as I would like to be, but the fact that I'm getting stuff like the Inner Food and stuff like that, which you can get, by the way, I think here through the Republic Broadcasting Network. I know they're in their ads here, and which is a good thing. And so, I mean, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel great. Mm. And because I've got a perk of energy that, 45 minutes or an hour ago I didn't have. And I've got it in with my tea right now. It's not always the best tasting thing, but it was pretty good. Not bad at all. I tolerate it. But I know it's going to work to help me and that type of thing. What are your thoughts about, does Ron Paul have to acknowledge 9/11 as an inside job to be your presidential candidate? My thoughts of that personally are no. I think I think there are far greater things at stake than 9/11. Our very lives, our very survival's at stake. What happened that day was awful. It was pitiful, what they pulled. And they should be, tied from a toe and hung upside down for a long period of time. Their crimes. But I gotta tell you, if I have the choice between a new 9/11 investigation or restoring the Constitution and restoring this country the way it's supposed to be, I'm going to take the latter. Because naturally, the investigation for 9/11 and justice for 9/11 will happen out of that. And there's so much happening. There's so many things moving forward that just literally a breakneck speed now, we're starting to be... Man, you can see the dots and the pieces of the puzzle starting to fill in. I mean, you don't have to really sit and do a lot of research now. You can just see it as boom, 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 boom. And, you know, it's not that you really had to do a lot of research either before. You know, a lot of this is just having the veil lifted and having that paradigm, that false left-right paradigm, or the paradigm that Uncle Sam would never do anything to harm you. You get that removed and boom. You're free to see things as they are, and that's kind of how I came to it. I mean, it was just like the veil just kind of lifted off, and after a little bit of time of rationalizing, it was like, whoa, hang on, okay, you see this, and you see this. Not that it doesn't still shock you, because it does. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Your thoughts about Ron Paul and 9/11 here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be- because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Presidential Forum was held in, I guess, was broadcast on MSNBC, and the man Keith Olbermann was there as you moderate the proceedings and bring to you the Democratic candidates for president. I guess, minus Mike Gravel, from what I understand. Interesting exchange there from Chris Dodd and Barack Obama, and I even hear Hillary Clinton got booed, which I find kind of interesting. But here's a clip of it played for you here in... kind of want to play this, and then there's one small clip that we'll play afterwards that everybody is touting as the line of the night. Yeah, Manny says, because we know you're there and you're listening, to call. Manny is lonely. He sits there in a room by himself at night, and the lights are out. He just has a computer screen to talk to, and sometimes he needs a friend. So call Manny now. The board up you save could be the one running my show. Thank you. 800-313-9443. All right, here's that clip. Chris Dodd and Barack, my name ain't Osama, Obama. Here we go.
Senator Dodd, last week you had said that Senator Obama, quoting you, his assertions about foreign and military affairs have been frankly confusing and confused. You added he should not be making unwise categorical statements about military options. What, in your opinion, has been confusing?
Well, let me say on these matters here, I spent 26 years on the Foreign Relations Committee dealing with these matters here in almost every major foreign policy debate. Words mean things. We've got to be very careful about language that's used in terms of the danger and harm it can do to our nation. My view was when you raised issues are being raised about Pakistan, understand that while General Musharraf is no Thomas Jefferson, he may be the only thing that stands between us and having an Islamic fundamentalist state in that country. And so what I'd like to see him change, the reality is, if we lose him, then what we face as an alternative could be a lot worse for our country. I think it's highly responsible or irresponsible for people who are running for the presidency and seek that office to suggest we may be willing unilaterally to invade a nation here that we're trying to get to be more cooperative with us in Afghanistan and elsewhere. So my views, and I say this respectfully to my friend from Illinois here, I think it was wrong to say what he did in that matter. I think it's important for us to be very careful about the language we use, make it clear that if this United States is going to build the relationships around the world, we're going to have to do so with allies, in some cases allies that we may not particularly like.
Senator Dodd, thank you. Senator Obama, you've taken some hits here from us, so yours is the last word on this subject.
Well, look, I find it amusing that those who helped to authorize and engineer the biggest foreign policy disaster in our generation are now criticizing me for making sure that we are on the right battlefield and not the wrong battlefield in the war against terror. And Chris, respectfully, and you and I are close friends, but the fact is, you obviously didn't read my speech, because what I said was that we have to refocus, get out of Iraq, make certain that we are helping Pakistan deal with the problem of Al-Qaeda in the hills between Afghanistan and Pakistan. But Chris, if we have actionable intelligence on Al-Qaeda operatives, including bin Laden, and President Musharraf cannot act, then we should. Now, I think that's just common sense. I don't know about you,
Senator,
but for us to authorize
where the people who attack
3,000 Americans were not present, which you authorized, and then to suggest that somehow we should not focus on the folks that
Senator did Obama, attack 3,000 we're well over time. Senator Clinton, I must ask for your... Senator Clinton, give me your response to this. I'm going to give you both a chance here, but Senator Clinton, please give me your response to what we're hearing tonight.
Well, I do not believe people running for president should engage in hypotheticals, and it may well be that the strategy we have to pursue on the basis of actionable intelligence, but remember we've had some real difficult experiences with actionable intelligence, might lead to a certain action, but I think it is a very big mistake to telegraph that and to destabilize the Musharraf regime, which is fighting for its life against the Islamic extremists who are in bed with Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And remember, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. The last thing we want is to have Al-Qaeda-like followers in charge of Pakistan and having access to nuclear weapons. So you can think big, but remember, you shouldn't always say everything you think if you're running for president, because it have consequences across the world, and we don't need that right now.
Senator Dodd, no, I owe Senator Dodd a response. Your name was invoked in several of these answers. Please take 30 seconds here.
Well, I just want to say, look, and Barack, you know, I certainly said... Look.
All right, so you get the gist of that. Of course, we've got Hillary being booed, which is the highlight of the night. That's the highlight of the night. Well, you don't say everything you're talking, you're thinking. And Bill, we're there every now and then, and he says, Hillary, what you think, Adana? I'm not thinking anything. I'm just sitting here wishing I never met you. But I understand. Same here, baby. We're at the hip now. And they're out there trotting them around like they're this big couple. But, I mean, this is all they've got. I mean, this is not even, this isn't even any good. I mean, that's the sad thing. And this is the highlight. I'm working on the clip here. This is the highlight of the night, folks. This is what's being touted as the highlight of the night. Most people say Kucinich won the debate, but here's Dennis Kucinich with the highlight of the night.
Congressman Kucinich.
The time to worry about China trade was really when some of my friends up here on the stage actually voted for most favored nation. Now, as president, my most favored nation is America. And I want to say, you know, there was a myth when I was growing up in Cleveland that if you dig a hole deep enough, you'll get to China. We're there. And we need to have a president that understands that and is ready to take a whole new direction and trade with China. Thank you very much. A working versus president. Thank you.
Congressman. So the highlight of the night is digging a hole to China. China, by the way, threatening a nuclear option today on the U.S. dollar holdings if we don't play right. Now, here's a real presidential candidate. This clip runs about 8 minutes. He's a congressman from Texas. He's a doctor. They call him Dr. No. His name is Ron Paul.
Now, live from the Cheslow Auditorium on the campus of Drake University, the moderator of our debate, and this week anchor, George Stephanopoulos.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of This Week. We're here at Drake University for the first Sunday morning debate of this presidential campaign. All nine Republican candidates for president are with us, and let's get right to them. We got more questions on Iraq and the war than any other single subject. Here is one of them.
Hi, I'm Jill Hupker from Grinnell, Iowa. My question is, if you were president, what would be your strategy for ending the war in Iraq?
Congressman Paul, what would it be?
Just come home. We just marched in. We can just come home. We went in there illegally. We did not declare war. It's lasting way too long. We didn't declare war in Korea or Vietnam. The wars were never really ended. We lose those wars. We're losing this one. We shouldn't be there. We ought to just come home. Because it... Number one reason, it's in our national self-interest and for our national security. Think of our defenses now, how run down they are. What is the morale of our military today when they're sent over there for 12 months and then they're kept for another 3 months? They come home and less than a year's rest, they're sent back again. Congress is currently trying to change the rules so we give these men an adequate rest. This war is not going well because the foreign policy is defective.
Congressman Hunter?
Yeah, George. I, of course, opposed the war a long time before it started. The neoconservatives promoted this war many, many years before it was started. Had nothing to do with al-Qaeda. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Just think of the weapons the Soviets had in the 60s and the 70s, and we did not have to go to nuclear war with them. There's no reason to go to war against these third world nations. At the same time, those individuals who have predicted these disastrous things to happen if we leave Iraq are the same ones who said, as soon as we go in, it will just be duck soup. It'll be over in 3 months. It won't cost us anything because the oil will pay for it.
So you forgot
and
about 9/11.
At the same time,
have you forgotten
and at the about same, yes, if, just a moment. At the same time, the individuals who predicted the disaster, of course, the domino theory in Vietnam, I was called to duty. I accepted that duty in the 60s. I served 5 years in the military. When we left there, it was tough. Yes, but now we trade with Vietnam, we talk to them, the presidents come to this country, we go back and forth, we invest in that country. We can achieve much more in peace than we can ever achieve in these needless, unconstitutional, undeclared wars.
Senator McCain. What I want to get into it is with a bit from President Bush's second inaugural address, where he made the spreading of democracy the core of his foreign policy. Here's what he said.
So it is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world.
Governor Huckabee, since that speech, there have been free elections in Gaza. They elected Hamas. There have been free elections in Lebanon. They empowered Hezbollah. There have been free elections in Iran. They elected President Ahmadinejad. Has President Bush's policy been a success, and would the spread of democracy be the core of your foreign policy?
Our responsibility is to spread democracy here, make sure that we have it. This is a philosophic and foreign policy problem, because what the president was saying was just a continuation of Woodrow Wilson's making the world safe for democracy. There's nothing wrong with spreading our values around the world, but it is wrong to spread it by force. We should spread it by setting an example and doing a good job here. Threatening Pakistan and threatening Iran makes no sense whatsoever. We went in, and I supported going after the Al-Qaeda into Afghanistan, but lo and behold, the neocons took over. They forgot about Osama bin Laden and what they did. They went into nation building, not only in Afghanistan, they went unjustifiably over into Iraq. That's why we're in this mess.
Mayor Giuliani, both Governor Huckabee... Excuse me.
The Iowa Debates, a special edition of This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Here again from Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, George Stephanopoulos.
And we are back now for the final half hour of the Republican debate here in Iowa. And we want to start out this half hour with a question that came in over the Internet. His name is Sean Kennedy. He's from Leesburg, Virginia, and he had a question about Vice President Cheney.
During the Bush administration, there's been a growing controversy over the role of the office of the vice president. As a candidate for president, what authority would you delegate to the office of vice president? And should those authorities be more clearly defined through a constitutional amendment?
I certainly wouldn't support an amendment to change the role for the vice president. But there's no way to know exactly what goes on. But if you take perceptions from Washington, most people there behind the scenes think the vice president is more powerful than the president. Philosophically, I think this is the case. It's obvious that he represents a neoconservative viewpoint, and my objection is that that has been the rejection of the Republican Party platform and traditional conservatism, and I think this is where we have gone astray. We have drifted from our fundamental premises and the conservative values that this party used to...
Congressman Hunter, we've got an email question coming in, and I'm going to ask every one of you to come in on this for 30 seconds. It comes from Adam Waldron from Pocatello, Idaho, and it starts like this. I have made several mistakes that have been defining moments in my life because of what I learned or was forced to realize. What is a defining mistake of your life and why? Congressman Paul?
The only mistake I made and continue to make is I don't speak forcefully enough for the cause of liberty and the cause of the Constitution. I'm working on it all the time.
Governor Huckabee. We have one more round. I also want to bring all of you in on this for about 30 seconds each, and I'm going to introduce it by showing everyone something that President Bush said at the Iowa Straw Poll 8 years ago. It was his fundamental promise as president.
I know this. Should I be fortunate enough to become the president of the United States, that when I put my hand on the Bible, I will swear to not only uphold the laws of the land, I will swear to uphold the honor and the dignity of the office to which I have been elected, so help me God.
I would restore openness to government. I do not think in this country we should have secrecy of government. The purpose of government is to provide privacy for the people. I would never use executive privilege to deny information to the Congress. With the full realization that you protect security information, but in the very general sense, we should be very, very open. We want a transparent government, and currently, I believe we could improve on that matter.
Congressman Hunter, last word. Thank you.
All right, so there's a presidential candidate. Message is plain, easy to understand. 8-1 odds. That's a lot better than what it was. It was 200-1. Just like 4 months ago. And, I think the big advantage where these people have messed up again, you know, is starting his campaign season so early because it allows Ron Paul to get time to get traction. And he is. I mean, the message is so simple. It's easy to understand. It's very easy to understand. And you hear all these people, you know, like Chris Dodden he's talking about, you know, invading Pakistan, how convoluted and complicated what he says is. Ron Paul's very clear. You don't start nothing, there won't be nothing. It's easy, it's simple. See, they tried to bamboozle us and make us think that government is this big, complicated thing, and that running the country is such a demanding job that, oh my gosh, you got to have us. We got to be here forever. This is my career, and I can't lose my big money. Elect me again. You know, the government shut down when the Republicans and Clinton got into it over a budget debate. It was shut down for like 3 or 4 days. Life went on. Life went on. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I got the
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us here tonight on the Midnight Rider. My website is midnightridershow.com. Archives are listed there, plus a guest list. Tomorrow night on the show, Craig Ranke and Aldo Marquise, the Citizens Investigation Team. They've got a website called thepentagon.com, I believe. And the name of their movie is The Pentagon. And we're going to be talking with them about that, that movie tomorrow night, where they've interviewed a number of eyewitnesses to what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11. And some of the information that they bring out is just quite startling. And again, casts more doubt on the government story. You combine that with the flight data recorder information that Rob Balsamo and his group of pilots for 9/11 Truth have put together. Lucy got a whole lot of splaining to do. Because, I mean, there's just none of it adds up. Every time you think you have a question figured out about the Pentagon, literally 10 more rise. And it just blows my mind. And I, for the most part, have stayed away from any research on the Pentagon of my own. Jim Mars, in his book, A Terror Conspiracy, Barbara Honegger has a great appendix in the back of that book regarding the Pentagon. And if you have a chance to, you know, pick up that book, you might read it. It tells the story of April Gallup and the fact that she reports bombs going off at the building. And, of course, she crawled out of the hole in the building where the plane supposedly hit. So if you've got this roaring inferno where this big 757 was supposed to hit and you crawl out with your child, don't think there's going to be any plane there. But it's that super hot jet fuel, you know. Burns everything up real, real fast. We got a listener email. Chris wrote us. John in New York, I mentioned, had written us. And we're going to get to Chris's email after the top of the hour. He asked a pretty good question about the NAFTA Superhighway. And we'll get into it a little bit. Talk about the loss of jobs in this country. You know, there's no high-tech jobs being created. 55,000 jobs got created, I think, in this last year. Or something like that, and none of them high-tech. Waitresses. It does an economy good. Making less than minimum wage and tips. There you go. And it's just obvious that this economy cannot survive like that. And with this dollar teetering, and China now wanting to pull their nuclear option if we don't play nice and drop our request that they revalue their yuan, which is the Chinese national currency, that they may flood the market with over $1 trillion of dollars. And at that point, that would just bring the whole house of cards crashing down. It's virtually there now. I mean, it's being held together by, you know, by baling wire. And you've got these, you know, these managers and these funds and everything hollering for the Federal Reserve to do something. Folks, they're doing something. Exactly what they had planned. And you see people are going to end up in the streets and, you know, fortunes are going to be lost. But in the end, you know, all this wealth is going to disappear. No, it's not going to disappear. It never disappears. It's always redistributed. It doesn't go away. Somebody always picks it up, and usually for next to nothing. All right, when we come back, we'll get into Chris's email. Plus your calls at 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.